He stated that the tablets of Moses were made of stone and written with letters, while the hearts of the apostles, or in other words, their flesh, had been inscribed upon by the Spirit. The contradiction being that the letter indeed kills, but the Spirit brings life. There was still a crucial detail missing from this comparison that was the glory of Moses, a glory which was not physically seen in the case of the New Covenant. And it's because this glory was perceived by our senses, seen with our physical eyes even though it couldn't be approached, that it was regarded with such awe. But the glory of the New Covenant is understood intellectually. For to those of weaker understanding, such a superiority is not obvious, but it captivated and drew others towards itself. Therefore, having used this comparison and determined to demonstrate the superiority, which was quite difficult due to the dullness of his audience, notice how he approaches this and the method he uses, firstly through arguments, showcasing the difference, and then building on these from previous statements.